Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from the UCB Theater before Comedy Death Ray. I saw Rango, the nice people at Paramount let me go to a preview screening of Rango, and let me just say this, 90 minutes with Rango could save you 50% or more on car insurance. He's not a gecko actually. Well, Twitter has done it again, you guys. I am here to tell you that Twitter is awesome. It comes in handy in revolutions, as the Egyptians can tell you. And it helps me to get amazing guests because the conversation gets started and then several years later it happens. Yeah, this has taken a long time to happen and it still might not happen. So let's see if it's going to happen because I haven't seen this guest backstage. But I did pair them up with two listener favorites, so they are here. Please welcome, maybe all three of them, maybe just two of them, Rob Hubel, Jimmy Pardo, and Kevin Smith. Yeah, who doesn't love... The guy said he loves Pardo.
Thank you, sir.
See, that's what I did there. I was like...
I love you, buddy.
I was like, what if Kevin Smith doesn't show up? Well, these people are favorites of the listeners. I did a quick poll on Twitter, and Jimmy Pardo got 75 votes, and Rob Hubel got 7.
I just want to say thank you to the L.A. Lakers for voting for me.
What?
I like that
all the Lakers follow me.
I like that you wrote down, "Hey everybody."
Oh yeah, it's all there. Everything that I needed to say, and I got it out, and now it's all freestyle from here. We just have fun. And oh,
I hear a door.
I just heard a door.
Oh,
I wonder if that's our man.
Something about to happen.
Was that our man?
Oh, there's somebody in the audience with a name tag that says Pang on it.
I see Pang.
Yeah.
Tigers of Pantang. They're a heavy metal band from the 80s.
Really?
That might not be the right name.
Tigers of Pang Tang?
I was thinking of Survivor. I apologize. They had that hit, Eye of the Tiger.
Survivor was really good heavy metal. They were really good.
I misunderstand musical genres.
My intention tonight in booking the show this way, when I heard that Kevin Smith through Twitter was interested in participating, I thought, let's get two other friends of mine that are, we're like a podcast mafia now.
That's right.
Now Rob Hubel has joined the podcasting world.
I don't know what podcasting is, but I'm told I have one. I do have one.
And it's called Mike Detective.
Yeah. I solve. Thank
people
you.
Already love it.
Word's getting out.
I haven't heard it.
I solve crimes. In the
every
40s.
Week you solve a crime in the 40s?
No, I think it's a continuing crime story that I'm living. I'm pretty sure. It's confusing to me.
How does it get put together?
I write it, and then you're confused by it? No, Scott Aukerman and Neil Campbell write it, and I do it with Gray Delisle. She's another character on it. She does the voice of like all these like Scooby-Doo characters. You guys don't know. You don't have kids.
I have a kid.
Do you really?
Yeah. What voices does she do? I'd like to hear these voices.
She does the voice of Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
That was an amazing. I was like, where did Rob go?
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, because you do the face and everything.
Scooby-Doo.
Get your kid over here. I'll do that voice anytime.
No, no.
I'll do it.
No.
Scooby-Doo.
So what do we do? Do we like do an over-under on if he's going to show up or not? Or
Does he know how long the show lasts?
I don't think so. I think he knows very little about it.
What time did you tell him to be here?
7:15.
We're doing great. I think it's a swing and a miss.
I think 7:38. You think he won't show at all?
No, I think he's been tricked via Twitter.
No, he's going to show up.
No. People he works with emailed me.
Oh.
He's going to walk in. The crowd.
Well, that sounds legit.
Where's the hilarious payoff that he didn't show up? It just makes him look bad,
right? That's
right.
But funny around the office. Like, maybe he doesn't even know this.
Do they think it's funny on the set of The Office?
Something's got to be.
He's going to...
Oh, Snapple. Oh. This show this week is brought to you by an amazing fruit beverage. I'm going to point out whenever there's an Oh, Snapple moment. Rob, I think
Kevin's going to walk in, the crowd's going to go crazy, and he's going to get like 400 blowjobs. What'd I tell you? What'd I tell you?
Here we go. Hi there.
Blowjob, 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 blowjob.
My timing is nothing if not impeccable.
Pretty good. That's almost like
I hear blowjob, Kevin?
Almost like we planned that. Why would I help another guy out with that? That would be ridiculous.
Yeah, right? Getting me head?
That was perfect. But Jimmy, I had a question for you.
Yes, I'm down here. Yes, Doug. Kevin, sit tight.
I will.
You had the Conan O'Brien on your program.
We had Conan O'Brien on Never Not Funny
podcast.
That's right.
And, that's huge.
It's available. The whole hour and 45 minutes is available for free this time.
A whole hour 45 of you just shooting the shit with Conan?
Matt Belknap as well. And my team of people over there at the Never Not Funny studios.
Of course, and, Matt produces this show as well, so I see him every once in a while.
Every now and then.
He shows up.
We got Conan
about
on.
His kid.
And it's free. So, you don't have to pay for this particular episode.
Because normally there's a fee to listen to and watch it, because you have visuals as well.
Audio and video, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we usually charge. This week it's free, so go listen to Conan O'Brien and me yell at each other for an hour and 45 minutes. It's a lot of fun.
Fair enough. I would dare say if you went onto iTunes right now and looked at comedy podcasts, you're looking at four different shows that are probably in the top 20 right now.
Mine's number one.
I don't believe that's true, actually.
Hi,
but
Ace, what's up, Ace?
Adam Kroll is here, everybody.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I think we're number three.
But we all do. Jimmy and Rob and I each do one podcast, but Kevin.
I multitask.
You have, how many podcasts do you have now?
I podcast like a fat man eats pussy. I got to basically cover all my bases so they'll come back. You know what I'm saying? I got to do a very thorough job. So if I don't get you with this show, I try to get you with this show. If I don't get you with this show, I try to get you with this show. If I don't get you with that show, there's this show. I can keep doing this. Stop me anytime.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of shows in the vagina that you can hit on for a second.
It's as many shots at the clit as I can. Because when... When they remember your performance, they'll invite you back, even if they're like, I had to lift his gut to find his dick, you know. That's what I've heard.
Jimmy's show is done without any swearing or offensive language, right, Jimmy?
No, that's not true. No. We're considered explicit. We swear from time to time.
I thought you guys, I was like, wow, it's like the Bill Cosby of the 21st century.
No, no, I was just joking around.
Because
he does make, he is easily offended, though.
Who's that, me?
Yeah.
I don't care for language. I tuned out halfway through that story. I heard fat man, and I was out. I don't care what that fat guy's doing. I'm not listening. You could be eating pussy, you could be enjoying a pie. Either one, same thing.
You're the fucking, you are the Southwest Airlines of podcasters, sir.
That's right. That's right. Buy two seats, friend. Why do I gotta be uncomfortable? Because you won't buy a second seat. I gotta scrunch up? No, sir.
I did not intend for this to happen in front of Pang.
I know that. Pang knows it.
Pang didn't come out for this sort of thing. This is Doug Loves Movies. They don't even show movies on Southwest, so there's a strike against them right there.
They don't show any movies?
Yeah.
Why do they not do that?
Some smart-ass Southwest employee should have went, we're not showing his movies anymore after that incident. But
Someone did, but nobody was around to hear it.
Nobody heard it.
Just like, bummer.
Oh, they're always with, like, you don't know if it's going to be peanuts or pretzels. Okay, so... I have a lot of grievances with Southwest.
You got kicked off. You're concerned about a fucking snack?
Yeah. You got to get online.
Fair, I got kicked off because I was concerned about fucking snacks as well.
You're right.
You got to get online like a game show to get your seat on Southwest. You have to check in exactly 24 hours before
it's
you're
very
supposed to
family
go.
Feud. You got to pick a team captain as well.
You really like? It's hard for someone who smokes pot all day to always hit that window. So sometimes I board number 72, or I forget how high it goes. But
I like Southwest Airlines.
Mike Detective, brought to you by Southwest Airlines. So, Kevin, thank you for getting here. That was exciting. It was almost like we couldn't have planned it better for
down
you
to the minute.
For everyone to think, oh, is he going to show up or not? And then you did, but with plenty of time left to spare. Because it is, someone did mention, does he know how long the show is?
How
long is it?
It's only 45 minutes.
Why?
Because it's we always do it in front of the Comedy Death Ray show that starts at 8:30, and this audience is comprised of people that came just to see this, but then other people that are waiting to see that but got good seats because they have tickets for that.
So essentially, out of consideration.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's absolutely out
of
consideration.
My bad. I wasn't being considerate at all. I was like, they'll start when I get there.
Did you really think that?
I didn't know there was going to be a panel and shit. I saw the two dudes when I came to the door. I was like, fuck.
So this is going to be a really interesting Leonard Maltin game because you haven't heard the podcast.
No. I'm clean. I'm coming
in. But I think you'll still be good at it.
Yeah. It's
especially
not.
Next to Hubel.
I don't know why you said that. I will destroy everyone up here at that fucking game.
Zoinks!
You can't do it. You missed it.
I was Shaggy. I wasn't Scoob.
Doesn't sound anything like him. Terrible.
I don't disagree with that.
Can't just say zoinks.
Very territorial.
Scooby G.
That's fucking a voice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to say one thing to Kevin, since this is Doug Loves Movies, and I love Mallrats.
Thanks, man.
Mallrats is...
thank you.
Has always been a favorite of mine.
Thank you. Can I say something?
Sure.
Mallrats, I was thinking about as I was coming down here, because right here is Mallrats / Chasing Amy Central. When I was dating the girl from Chasing Amy, Joey Adams, she lived real nearby here, Beechwood Canyon. And then we also got a place on Vista Del Mar. Over here, Jason Lee was in the Scientology Center. So, that's one from
Chasing
Amy.
I try not to think about that because he's one of my favorites from Mallrats on, and I just
guy.
I put that on my mind every time.
He hangs out there.
One time he's like, you want to go? And I was like, I'm not a celebrity. And then in the parking lot of Victor's, Ben Affleck blew me once. So that's like Chasing Amy. This is a big area. I used to eat at Birds. There's Victor's over here. I was coming here. I started feeling very emotional. Like, oh, this is the place where not far from here. I said so many times, please don't cheat on me. Please don't cheat on me. But if you're going to cheat on me, just tell me right away and we'll get over it. You know, that kind of shit. Very near here, man. That's back in 1996.
That's intense.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be a very special episode.
I didn't mean
Doug
for that
Love
to
movies.
Happen. I'm
no,
not.
No.
I don't try to make the guests cry.
I go for making the host cry. So we'll get there.
I think so.
I'd
I
like to know.
Will.
Did she cheat on you?
She did ultimately.
Fuck, man. Fuck.
Well, she told me that I willed it into existence, though. She said it was my fault because I kept insisting she would.
No,
and
I bought it
back then. I was like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I deserve this. You're all right.
Self-fulfilling prophecy. Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. I was twisted on my own petard.
Upside, you don't have to hear that voice anymore. So there's always a...
Yeah.
That was very mean. She has an adorable voice.
It's adorable.
But in Chasing Amy, when she's yelling at someone, it's not so cute anymore.
No,
she's intense.
Yeah. She catches your attention. Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
I received the brunt of that in real life, and it wasn't nearly as well written. So,
not as many words. Real Joey Adams takes a breath every once in a while.
Takes a breath. Talks about how little your dick is, and how you should lose weight. Stuff like that. No, she was great.
Jesus.
She was actually a really cool lady. She just
she's awesome.
Woke up and she was like, "Oh my God, you're fat," and she got out of there. And she hooked up with Vince Vaughn.
He's handsome.
Yeah, and thin. That motherfucker gets on one seat every plane, man.
Holy shit, though. I was watching Mr. and Mrs. Smith on the treadmill the other day. And
yeah, you're on the treadmill all the time.
It was an elliptical. I'm sorry. You caught me in a small lie. And I was watching Mr. and Mrs. Smith. And, you know, Vince Vaughn is in that. And he's great in it. But holy shit, has he, like, he looked really young and good, and that
Hold
was,
on.
What,
dial
10
it
years
back,
ago?
Dial it back. You said, but holy shit. Think about that. But holy shit. But you meant, but holy shit. That was like a moment from Batman and Robin, like, holy rusted metal, Batman. And he's like, what? And he's like, the metal, it's holy and rusted. Yeah.
Do you, like, sit around waiting for... was that when finally someone said, but holy shit, right in front of you? And you're like...
My hand went up like the smart kid in class.
Time to bust this out, yeah.
Oh, God, yes.
Here we go.
That's my bread and butter. But holy jokes. Sorry. Anyway.
But that's the thing that's interesting about you, is that I don't listen to your podcast, but you really do, like... You do seem to, like, be filthy all the time. Like, you're very comfortable in that zone.
Yeah, I don't think of it as filthy. You know, when everyone around you speaks like that, it's the common language.
That's interesting, because when Edgar Wright
Stop
was on...
Stop touching me.
I'm sorry. When,
Look, I'm a stoner, too. I don't go around touching people.
I know, you're right. Did you see The Fighter?
Yes.
Did fucking Christian Bale drive you crazy how much he touched everybody? It
yes.
was like so real.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the person I never want to be around.
Yes.
Ever.
I thought he had studied under Jason Mewes, the guy who plays Jay to my son Bob. He was a really bad junkie at one point. When I watched The Fighter, I swore that Christian Bale had hung out with Mewes because that was exactly like he acted. He's all so energetic, but like directed nowhere.
Yeah, and just that weird, like, touchy-feely friendliness
very, like,
all
hey, we're
the
friends,
time.
We're friends.
Like, quit doing that.
Yeah,
yeah, he's an amazingly horrible person in that movie. And I loved it, and I've totally lost my train of thought.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the other reason why I wish you could have gotten here, you know, a few minutes before the show started for our pre-show bong rips that me and all my guests share. Nope, Jimmy nope, had nope, a few.
No, nope.
Jimmy took a couple, nope, couple nope, big nope, ones.
No, I didn't.
I brought my own in case nope, things go
I'm
out
later.
Warning you. I'm warning you, I'm a cop.
I'd heard there was a green room here, and...
I am legally obligated to tell you I'm an undercover cop.
And that's just that salvia.
Everybody
shit.
Here is busted. Lock
nope,
the
nope,
doors.
Nope,
yeah,
nope,
you are.
Nope.
Yes, you
Why
are.
Why?
Because it's right close to you.
Closest clause. Fuck you.
That is the biggest container for a joint.
Yeah, yeah, that joint's not going to be bent in two.
Yeah.
Even with that lighter in there, they could fight it out all day. They could thumb wrestle all day in there, and that thing is going to stay nice and stiff.
They do a little dance, man.
I love it.
They're like, when
That's
will
an amazing
we meet?
Thing.
When will we kiss? So Kevin.
Wow, that's the next Pixar movie. The fucking joint and the lighter, they're stuck in a container together and they fall in love.
It's an O. Henry-ish story of love because if they finally kiss, one of them's going to die. And that's what the whole movie's on. When will we kiss?
Oh, God damn it. That's way too heavy. People are trying to drive while they listen to this. But the one thing I wrote down on a post-it that I want to say about Mallrats, because I do love it, but I also, there's one thing in it that I find to be one of the most disgusting things in motion pictures. The way Michael Rooker eats the chocolate-covered pretzels and licks it, every fucking finger covered in chocolate pretzels that have been, like, in somebody's ass area, that is grosser than and more horrifying than anything he did in Henry Portrait of a Serial Killer. I wrote that on a post-it. 47 films the man has made, and that's the one observation that I thought was brilliant when I was high one afternoon in my
kitchen. Is it annoying to you when people say, like, hey, I like this movie from, like, a million years ago?
Oh, God, no. I like when dudes come up to me and chicks, and they're like, mostly chicks, and but it's really mostly guys, but I wish it was chicks. Because I could make my wife jealous. I like when people come up to me and they're just like, oh my God, Clerks means the world to me. And they're like 15. Because you're like, you were cum when we made that movie. Like when I was making that movie, you lived in some old man's balls, you know? And now you're here telling me you like it. And like, how could you possibly relate to something made way back then?
Kids like being called cum, too.
So sexy. Turns them on.
Totally.
Kids get excited when they hear her talk like that. Oh, boy. We have to play the Leonard Maltin game.
Yep.
Already? We have to do it. I know.
Time flies, man.
It goes, this thing goes so fast. This show's a rocket, but, I mean, if you're willing to have me, I would love to come on your show and just really just chat about movies and
that's where we go for
yours
two
and
hours.
Others. What's the most recent movie you've seen?
What did I mean, I just watched on Blu-ray Monsters, that movie where it was made on a low budget, and yeah, somebody clapped.
One person
that guy made
it.
Yeah. And I watched Buried. Did you see that, Ryan Reynolds?
How is that?
I saw that.
It seemed,
did you like
it's
that?
Basically they took the few minutes of Uma Thurman in the casket from Kill Bill and made 90
They made that a whole movie.
Yeah. And yeah. I thought it was well shot for what it is. Yeah.
The whole they don't ever get out of the
I don't want to spoil it, but close your ears, spoilers, never.
Wow.
Like it's they're in the fucking box and the whole movie you're like pretty soon they're going to show you how he got in the box. They never cut outside the box ever. And it's you and Ryan Reynolds so close for like 90 minutes. You feel like Scarlett Johansson the whole fucking movie. You just want to get away, man.
She left him when she saw the Green Lantern outfit. Like when she saw the trailer, that was the final straw.
He did that thing. He's like, pow. And she's like, I'm out.
It's too CGI like weirdness. It's not like a person. Okay. So I've complained about that on this before. The Leonard Maltin game. A lot of people find it very complicated. As you can see, the signs came out. Everyone has name tags because my guests always play for somebody in the audience, and then they win this bag of stuff that you contributed stuff to, and they did, and I did as well. And one person's going to win all that if you win for that person. So what I like to ask you to do now is pick a name tag that you like and have that person bring it to you.
Newman!
And what does that mean? Why did a guy yell out Newman?
Do you think Kevin had Seinfeld?
Oh, no! Yeah. You're so
like,
great on Seinfeld.
From Jurassic Park? He ruined everything!
Oh, that guy was such a shithead the way he dealt with that velociraptor. And Jimmy and Rob, also, pick name tags that you like and go get it. Go
this
grab it from
way too Glenn. Much pressure.
Look at this one. This is very complicated. The guy made something out of wood here named Sam.
Gordon,
why are you
Gordon.
Also holding your ID? Oh, because it's New Jersey. He's from New Jersey.
Jared, show me that banana, buddy.
Gordon Lightfoot. Commissioner Gordon Lightfoot. Wow, that's fun.
Did you pick him?
That's pretty funny. Yeah, I picked him.
Yeah, nice.
I like that, man.
And Rob picked a banana that says Jared on it.
I'm just hungry. I just wanted to eat this banana.
Someone wrote on
Quick
that.
Quick plug for
what?
Jared Jewelry Stores.
I went with Glenn.
Glenn is on. His is on
oh,
a...
Oh, we're not playing for any girls?
No,
Glenn
no
is
ladies.
On a CD.
Sorry.
Student Sorry,
night.
Ladies.
Sorry.
It's not always going to be easy.
I'm playing for the ladies. In my heart.
Yeah, well, you know, they might know a lady. What's up, Russell? His name tag is on, all
Jared,
over
Jared, your banana's all fucked up.
It won't stand up the way you want it to?
It's got a little face.
It's a dolphin.
Yeah.
Is this a dolphin? I know. Is it a face of a dolphin?
No, it's his face. It's the banana's face.
It's cooler.
Looks like
it's
a dolphin.
Dolphin.
All right.
All right, so I'll start with... These guys have played the game a bunch of times before, so I'll start with them, and when it comes around to you, hopefully by then you'll get it, you'll have the gist of what's happening, and you'll cream everybody. Edgar Wright is great at this game.
I'm great
at
it.
And he was very excited to hear that you're going to be playing it, because Edgar gets excited
about
lots of
things. Hey, stop name dropping, all right?
Yeah.
Everyone here knows my man love for Edgar Wright. And I think you didn't say anything dirty in front of him. You kept it nice and British when you were talking to him.
No, I dropped it. I was also like, "Do you get pussy from this job?" That's about as.
Oh yeah, that was a good question though.
Yeah, yeah.
What did he say? What's the answer to that?
Rightio.
It was close. I believe
some
it was
British
like,
thing.
No, and I don't know why.
All right. Awesome. So I might go long, warning everybody. Okay, so here are your category choices, Rob Hubel.
Okay.
First of three or more, that's a movie that was the very first of a series of films that lasted for more than three. Next category, John Travolta's birthday is the day this podcast plops, this Friday, 2/18. So John Travolta movies. Or, and this is kind of a sad one, rest in peace, Kenneth Mars, who just passed away. Great, hilarious character actor.
I know who he is. We all know who he is.
You really don't know who he is?
Let's do first of three.
First of three.
Okay. Way to settle that.
All right, I thought we each got a category. We're all in one category?
Yeah, and what happens is you guys are going to bid. I'm going to give him a choice of years, and then I'm going to give a bunch of clues, and then we're going to go around, and you say, I can name that movie in this many names, and I'll read the names that Leonard Maltin has provided. He lists a lot of names because he loves actors and their names. So so he lists a bunch of names. I'll read them from the bottom up, so if you're like, I can name in two, I'll only name the two bottom-listed cast members on the application. And what's happening over there? Somebody gave Jimmy a snack?
I'm not eating some weirdo's crackers. The guy's wearing shorts. No way.
Some weirdo's crackers. All right, so Rob, would you like a movie? So just don't guess unless it's your turn. That's the main thing you have to know at this point.
Back off.
Yeah, back the hell off. Would you like a movie from 2002 or 2006 that's the first of three or
2006.
More? 2006. Okay. He goes with the more recent one. Come on, man. May have not have been a wise move.
Please, please.
Leonard Maltin gives this movie 2 stars.
Please. There's so many people watching on the internet. Please.
It was directed by a lady is one clue I'll give you.
I got it. I already got it.
And no, you don't. And another clue. Another clue is that... I'll read something else from the review while you get your potassium. He says that... God, this is hard to pick one out of there.
No. Was this in your butt? Was this in your butt? No. Okay.
All right, I'm just going to tell you that the genre is dramic music romance.
Say it again, please.
Drama music romance.
Drama music romance.
Boat Cucumber Wire. And there are 2 stars. Taxi Avocado Brick. There's 2 stars. And he calls it a drama, music, romance. Those are the categories. And it was directed by a woman. And it's from 2006. And it's the first of three or more.
It was an American movie?
And there are... you can't ask me questions. And there are 9 names. So I asked Rob Hubel, how many names from the cast do you think you can name this movie in?
I can name it in 2 names.
He goes for an extremely...
I didn't know this. I didn't know it.
Extremely drastic bid. So now Jimmy, who's next to him, can say either name that movie or you can go lower and say I can name it in 1 name.
I cannot go lower, Doug. I don't know this movie.
So you think
movie.
You have to say name it?
I think I have to. Name it, Rob
All
Hubel.
All right, Rob Hubel.
So wait,
he has
can
to
I
name
go,
the movie.
Now can I go higher? I was kind of bluffing. Okay.
I could bluff at 6. Right.
You should have looked at Jimmy to see where he was at when I was giving those clues, maybe, because he looked like he had no idea. You could have probably started 9 names.
I don't like lady directors. You can talk about Betty Thomas all you want. Still not watching it.
What's Betty Marshall done for you?
Nothing lately. She puts that milk in that Pepsi, it's nauseating.
All right, so Rob, do you want to hear your 2 names?
Yeah.
All right.
Sam.
And he has to try to guess it.
Sam Good.
And your two names are Isaiah Washington.
Know it.
So, but let me just tell you, it's not Grey's Anatomy, the movie. Because only fags went to that. And that's just a joke about how Isaiah Washington said that terrible word. And and Heavy D is in this movie. Those are your two names.
Right.
And it's a music romance drama. And there's been three of them, at least.
Do you guys know what it is?
And Leonard gives it 2 stars. This guy in the front row knows it. And
move your mouths in the way that you would say it.
No, don't. No cheating.
No cheating. No cheating.
So you have no feel for it at all?
Hold on, man.
Are you contacting the dead? I'm sure they don't like this
Scooby
movie.
Are those
always playing the Scooby-Doo card?
There are three of these movies.
It's it's music, drama, romance. Six. Directed by a lady.
Is it called Star Wars?
Nope. It's called... the front row. What is it? It's Step Up. That's right.
Fuck, man. I saw those movies. I saw Step Up 3D. That was my favorite movie.
I know. You love Step Up movies and you didn't recognize it.
The guy from Grey's Anatomy isn't in that.
Isaiah Washington, that's his name, right? Not,
yeah, he wasn't.
That's a different Isaiah Washington, man.
No, then it was because SAG would make him Isaiah R. Washington or some shit.
Damn it. If you haven't seen Step Up 3D, you got to watch that movie, man. Sweat comes at you and it's like... So awesome.
So, Kevin, do you think you got a feel for how that works?
I do now.
All right.
I do.
And Jimmy got the point. Jimmy got the point. So, a lot of times it's just playing defensively, you know, just making the other person guess it.
I'm waiting for them to fuck up.
So, I'll give you some categories and you can pick one.
Okay.
Would you like black and white movies in tribute to you being here and Clerks, of course? And, one guy.
Yeah. Inappropriate.
Or in tribute to Jimmy Pardo, movies he was cut out of. And
I might get these.
You might.
I'll go zero stars.
No, you might know them. No, I was just joking around.
I like humor.
Next category. Next category is, of course, it's Black History Month. So these are movies with either the word black or history or month in the title.
Sir, you're laughing at what I think you're laughing at. It's my favorite guy in the room, if I'm not mistaken.
And then ScarMichael42 on Twitter suggested movies about hitmen. Or hit persons,
what
I should say.
What was the second one? Oh, the Black History?
Yeah, Black or History or Month is in the title.
Oh, I see.
Or Black and White movies. You want that one?
I said Black and History and Month.
Black and History Month. All right. So all these movies have either Black or History or Month. I don't think there's ever been a movie that has more than one of those in the title.
Well, I think Warner Brothers, you know how they made Valentine's Day and stuff like that? Next up is Black History Month.
That would be I would see that if they got every awesome black actor and they were
all
having
fall
romantic
in love and
entanglements.
Yeah.
And they were like, what do? Do we romance?
And then they're like, house party! And that's how it ends.
All right, Kevin, would you like a history or a month movie from 2001, 2005, or 2006?
I will go 2001.
All right. I never did tell everybody what we're playing for, so I'll have to remember to do that because there's some exciting stuff in that bag.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice bag, too. You can just carry stuff around in it. All right. sometimes I just almost want to blurt out the name of the movie when I look at it because I lose my place on what I'm doing. I'm just like, just want to say that it's History of Violence. But that's not the one. That was from 2006. Okay. Black History or Month is in the title. Leonard gives it 3 stars. I don't know.
Out of how many possible?
Out of 4.
Okay.
I don't know if I agree with that. It's a pretty good movie. He calls it harrowing. And he also says that it's based on a book.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's either got Black History or Month in the title, and it's from 2001. And there are 15 names, I think. I'm going to recount that. Yeah, 15. So how many names do you think you
I can could do it in three
Smith?
Names?
It says 3 names. See, I knew he'd be an exciting, vibrant player. He'd show up dressed like he's going to be in a sporting event and then bring it.
Is this to me?
Rob Hubel.
Can I just say name that movie?
Of course you can.
Name that movie, buddy.
What a pussy.
But I first get to hear the 3 names, right?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Scared me. Put me on the spot. I was like, I don't know.
I think I have a good feeling about you in this one.
Okay.
3 stars, 2001, harrowing, based on a book. has Black History or Month in the title.
Okay.
Your three names are Orlando Bloom, Jeremy Piven, and Jelko Ivanek.
Okay. Give me those names again.
Jelko.
Ivanek.
Orlando.
Bloom.
And the Pivs. JP.
Nobody calls him that.
What's up, Pivs?
I go up to him, pull my arms around, and say, let's pivot out.
Yeah, right?
2001.
Mm-hmm.
Harrowing.
Mm-hmm.
Black and or history and or month.
Lord. Yeah.
Jesus. Piecing it together. One more time with the names.
Jelko Ivanek, Orlando Bloom, and Jeremy Piven.
All right, so...
Those are like the last names out of 15.
Yeah.
So this is a movie with some people in it.
Way down the list.
Yeah, so those are like small parts, theoretically.
I feel you. There are no small parts.
Unless it said, and introducing Jelko Ivanek.
Tricky. I'm not sure I'm thinking. How much time do I have? None?
Yeah, we're done.
Thanks.
But it was fun. Does anybody in the audience think they know it? Yeah. What is it? Black Hawk Down, that's right.
I never would have got that.
Black Hawk Down.
Why, did you not see it?
I did see it, but I didn't know that to the greatest.
It's hard to remember all those people were in it. Yeah,
I didn't know Bloom was in it, man.
Yeah, yeah.
What does Jeremy Piven do in that movie?
Yeah. He like comes in and he's all like aggravated.
Let's hug
about
it out. Like, come on, Angolis, let's hug it
he's
out.
All really, he's amped about something. Remember that guy that comes in and he's all like really wired?
Mm-hmm. He's like, 10 years! No.
All right, so that means that Rob's got a point.
Yes,
and
thank you.
Jimmy's got a point.
That's right.
We played at 2 points.
We've done nothing.
We don't have that much time.
We've gotten
points. And so Rob said you name it, so let's start with Jimmy on this one.
More than happy to do it.
All right. Matt Dillon celebrating a birthday this Friday. Happy, big day in birthdays.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, so Matt Dillon movies is in the mix.
Okay.
Today is the Prophet Muhammad's birthday. It is.
He was in Crash, too.
He was?
Duh. Duh.
Crash 2?
Was there a sequel?
That's where everything went wrong, you know? Crash, everything works out. Crash 2 is like The Empire Strikes
Back.
Oh,
Jesus.
It's very dark, and Matt Dillon gets taken away by Boba Fett.
Okay, Matt Dillon. I'm going to bring Kenneth Mars up again, because that guy's great.
Yep, still no.
You're not going to do it.
No.
Let me just tell everybody then what he was in that's amazing. He's in What's Up, Doc? He was in Fletch, and he's in Citizen Ruth, and Young Frankenstein, and always hilarious. So, rest in peace.
I'll say Fletch, dude. Then.
All right, you guys, we have a winner. In this bag, we have... No, let me give you another category.
Johnny, you want to go Johnny T movies?
Oh, yeah, let's go Johnny T.
I'll go Johnny T. All
right.
You can just call your own category?
It was one of the... I was going to say one of them.
You know, who cares?
Right. Who cares? What are mad at?
Are you that threatened by... Do you think he knows that much about Johnny T?
You want to go with Matt Dillon? I'll go Matt Dillon.
No.
Whatever you want to do.
I want to hear Johnny T.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's go Johnny
T. And by the way, no one calls him Johnny T. And lives to talk about it.
Oh, there could be some really dark things said after that, but I'm not going to... 1985.
85, John Travolta.
Yeah, he's been through some sad shit, that guy.
More dates.
But also some good shit.
85.
Some really good shit. Some of the best movies ever made.
I don't know.
Maybe not these ones, but 85, 98, or 2004?
85.
85 is going to be easiest.
What was it, 98?
Sure.
Is that what you said? What'd you say?
98.
I'll go 98.
No, all right. No, it's 85.
98?
If you picked 85, the answer is perfect.
98.
It was.
Yeah. You got to think, dude. Think.
Fucked up.
Sorry.
That's in most sporting endeavors and game shows, people playing for the first time are usually not schooling the the ones that have done it for a while.
I was in the tournament of champions,
sir. He was in a tournament of championships.
I ate a butt banana, man.
You know what? I'll go 85 then.
What?
Yeah.
No names.
I could do it in negative two names.
What? I could do negative three, maybe. I can do
you
negative
think?
Three. Yeah, I could.
Okay.
Maybe.
Do it.
Well, Johnny T.
This doesn't count for anything.
Johnny T up top.
Right.
And then the second gal. Whose name I had 1 second ago. Now I'm blanking.
Oh, my God.
Lorraine Newman is number three.
You think?
She's not in the three hole?
No, she's like five, six. She's six.
What are you?
Cloris Leachman?
C.
Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, Jamie Lee Curtis. Yeah, yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis.
But also three, I wouldn't have pulled this out of my ass because I forgot.
Charles Grodin.
That the third person is the Rolling Stone publisher, Jan Wenner.
He's in the movie.
Had a big part
yeah,
as the publisher because it takes place at Rolling Stone.
Where's Lorraine Newman then? Number four?
No, I'm telling you, she's number six.
Oh, no, that's
fucking tough. Ann DeSalvo gets in ahead of her.
No.
Who works out of my gym. And see her there all the time. I was like, hey, you were in my favorite year. And Stefan Giersch.
No. Newman got robbed on that.
Stefan Giersch was also very funny in What's Up, Doc? All right, so the movie is right, the real one.
98.
Let's get to the real game. We're almost out of time.
98? What did I say that for?
Yeah, what were you doing?
I knew perfect.
Doug, we might get a three-way tie going here.
Doug, where do you work out, man?
I don't really want to say because people will come around and...
People will bug you.
People will come around and notice I'm never there. Hey, you said you worked out at Schmitty's. I go to Schmitty's all the time. I don't see you.
But I did see Ann DeSalvo. And I told her she was great in my favorite year.
I never said that to her. And I've had conversations with her. Like
Schmitty's is a terrible
wipe
name
that
for
off.
A gym.
What?
That's a terrible name for a fake gym.
Schmitty's.
It's more of a boxing gym. Yeah. Okay, so it's from 1998.
98.
Three stars.
How many?
Three.
398.
Yeah, Leonard. I don't agree or disagree because I've never stayed awake through this entire movie. So that's a good clue. Leonard calls it ethereal.
I don't know what that means.
And the director also scripted it. And there are 17 names.
I know it. Oh, I know it.
No, you don't.
12.
What was the category again? Oh, Johnny T.
I'll say 12 names.
12 names. You start off with Kevin. Do you want to bid lower, or do you want to say name it with 12 out of 17?
Wait, 12 out of how many?
12 out of 17. So that's a lot of names.
12 names?
Yeah, yeah. Or you can bid
he
lower.
Gets those as
clues. I can name it in two names.
Two names, he says. Exciting competitor. Usually people, you know, test the waters a little bit, but you're all in.
You can name it in two names.
Two names, he says, Rob. So if you ask him to name it,
I know the rules, Doug.
No, I'm setting up the drama. I always forget to do this. If you ask him a name and he does, three-way tie.
Oh, that's exciting.
You go to one more.
Oh,
but if you don't ask him a name and you bid less, then
of
course...
Let me ask Jared. Jared, what do you
You're going to have to... Oh, no.
Great job, Jared. Forget it.
Please don't come out here and knock your empty beer cans.
I say, name that movie.
Okay.
All right, so you get two names. Do you want the clues again? Three stars?
Three stars.
It's John Travolta
Johnny T
movie. Is in it somewhere.
Okay.
It's ethereal.
Okay.
Directed by the, scripted by the director.
Okay.
And there's a lot of names, 17 of them.
Okay.
And three of them are Sean Hatosi? Hattasi?
He said two names. Don't do
Nick Stahl.
Okay.
And,
wait.
Unfortunately, Johnny T.
Why
so that does tell you has a pretty small part.
What, like fucking a dick?
What?
Pardon?
I'm just saying, how often does John Travolta not have a big part in a movie?
One time
That's
in 98.
That's a very good clue.
I'm good at this part of the game.
Okay, 98.
Do any of you have an idea?
Ethereal?
Yeah, it's ethereal.
Written and directed by the same person?
And I've never been able to stay awake through the whole thing. That's a really good clue.
Having met you, that helps.
Some people. I mean, ethereal in my case equals rather dull, rather boring.
Okay.
So that's why I fall asleep during it.
And Travolta's way down the list, so you're saying Travolta's not up there as the lead.
He's not in it much.
Okay.
If at all. No, he's in it.
Just so I'm clear.
I don't remember his part in it.
If he misses this,
yeah.
Rob wins?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean? Why do you say it like
you always get angry about the rules.
I win because I'm
smart. Here, while you think about it, I'm going to tell him what we're playing for while you think about it.
Go ahead.
He brought an awesome Silent Bob Clerks action figure. A copy of Shooting the S Word with Kevin Smith. Even on the cover of a book, you have to filth it up. Also a copy of... This has the word ass on it. Don't look that shit up on your phone. Oh, this is awesome. The cover, he has this action figure in his mouth. So go home and recreate that. Take a picture of yourself and send it to Twitter with at Kevin Smith on there. That's your name on Twitter, right? At Kevin Smith? That Kevin Smith. At that Kevin Smith. Yeah, send him that picture and then kill yourself. How creepy would that be? And,
I would not kill yourselves.
You think I should rescind that part?
A lot of people are
going to
go.
Okay, don't kill yourselves, you guys.
Yeah.
Jimmy Pardo brought a Never Not Funny t-shirt. What size is that, you think?
Large.
Okay. And then from the good folks at TLC Films, we got yet another copy of Joan Rivers, A Piece of Work. Have you seen that?
It's a good.
It's good.
Movie.
It's good. You'd enjoy it. And fucking Rob Hubel brought a... do you want to describe it?
It's a deer antler. It's a deer antler from this deer that terrorized me and my family, and so I choked him out and took his horns.
And packaged it.
Yeah, now I sell them.
And I also brought a poster that I signed and one of my CDs, Professional Humor Eating. So all of that is up for grabs. Kevin Smith, do you have an answer?
No. I'm going to give unanswers the wrong one. I'm going to say phenomenon.
Oh, okay. At least you guessed a John Travolta movie.
Yeah.
But that's not the right one. Who knows it? Anybody? Thin Red Line. That's right.
Thin Red Line.
How do you know that?
That Terrence Malick.
What do you do for a job?
Well, because that
you
people,
don't have
people
a job.
Love that movie. Do the people who knew it also love the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, your job.
People have seen that movie though.
It's rough. It's rough. It's just like how many fields of grass am I going to go through before somebody somebody gets fucking capped or something?
Yeah.
I was thought like, this was a war movie.
How come no one's cursing? That's what I said.
You say that all the time. You probably have to watch lots of Pixar movies with the kids and stuff.
Yeah, I'm like,
right?
Why? How come Buzz Lightyear ain't putting his dick in Woody's mouth? That you would know, make it better.
Do you ever stop and think that, like, we might not have Jason Lee if it wasn't for you? And that he's always pretty awesome? And especially when I said Pixar, it reminded me that I love his voice work
Syndrome.
In The Incredibles.
Yeah.
So great. Anyway. It's weird to suddenly get all sincere at the end here.
How were you guys friends?
We made a few movies together. Mallrats was the first movie we made. I met him auditioning for Mallrats.
Oh, he just auditioned for it.
He was like a skater
who started acting.
Yeah.
That's where I met him.
He has like skate videos and stuff from like way back.
He was Ollie and shit when we were all in short pants.
Yeah. Back when we were cum.
Yeah. Don't steal my joke, man.
All right, so you guys have anything you want to plug? We'll start with Jimmy. Anything you want to plug while I find out the runners-up, Commissioner Gordon and...
this is Glenn.
And who's the other one?
Glenn.
Glenn. They're going to get to call... I'll have to name somebody a shithead because they told me to. That's their runner-up prize. And Jimmy, go ahead and...
I will plug...
Say what you're doing. You're doing something this weekend?
I will be at the Rooster Teeth Feathers in Sunnyvale, California, Doug. There's
it's a nice
four
club,
people
like
that are
going to
make that trip. And, of course, the aforementioned Never Not Funny episode with Conan O'Brien is available for free.
Where's Glenn at? Oh, okay. And Rob, you Mike Detective, is always on the iTunes for people to listen to.
I don't like to plug stuff, Doug. Please. Mike Detective is at earwolf.com.
Well, you wrote it down.
And, watch Children's Hospital on Adult Swim.
And Kevin... Distributing and touring with your own movie? Is that the deal?
Red State.
Red State. I don't imagine I have too many listeners or Twitter followers that aren't already listening to you and following you on Twitter, but if we caught a few ears with that, where does it go first?
It starts at Radio City Music Hall on March 5th, and we end out here in Los Angeles April 9th at the Wiltern. Between those two dates, about 14 other dates across the country and all the, you know, the usual cities, the Chicago and stuff like that.
Yeah. Where do they go to look up the whole schedule?
Coopersdell.com is the name of the website.
Awesome. Thank you so much for doing the show, everybody.
We
had an extra big turnout tonight because word got out you were going to be here. And Jimmy Pardo, of course, thank you.
My pleasure.
Rob Hubel, Kevin Smith. And as always, Montel Williams is a shithead. And Pang is a shithead.
Oh!